At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the
fan, WFAN. Yeah, I'm back. And I got enough time for a quick 9-minute open here. Keith McPherson on the fan, been gone for a week. What did I miss? Yeah, we're not going to talk about the trade deadline. That's old news. World Series, old news. Emmanuel Clase, Luis Ortiz. I mean, I was going to come in and talk about the Devils. The Devils lose their first home game. The Islanders put the pitchforks away. I don't know. I mean, the Jets are winning games. And honestly, there's only one thing to talk about tonight in this quick 2-hour show. They freed the Wave. Max B is home. The Silver Surfer's in the streets of New York. Big Avell. Nah, I'm just playing. If you know, you know type. Brian Daboll. Fired. Gone. Goodbye. Now, you shouldn't be celebrating Brian Daboll losing his job, but you should be celebrating the fact that the Giants did what they had to do. He was a dead man walking for, I don't know, 2 years. You knew this was going to happen. It was inevitable. The same way you knew the Giants are going to lose that game Sunday. It was inevitable that they were going to find a way to lose. And as soon as Dart went down, you just knew. You just knew. And in that game, I had more of an issue with Brian Daboll coaching scared, some of the decisions that were made, than I had with running Jackson Dart. Let's get that out of the way, and we're going to unpack a few things tonight. There are little like buckets of things to talk about. But like I feel like the Jackson Dart protection campaign has been overblown. I feel like people are making way too much about, oh, they run him. Yeah, they have to run him. He's a threat. He's a weapon with his legs. And you know what? He's the guy that the defense, for some reason, still isn't accounted for. He's got more rushing touchdowns than some of the top running backs in the NFL. And he's got great vision running. So, like, enough with the Jackson Dart stuff. We'll talk about that. It's unfortunate that he's concussed, and he's not going to clear concussion protocol, and he shouldn't. He needs to learn. This is part of him learning. As I watch Jalen Hurts tonight slide and get out of bounds, I hope Jackson Dart was watching and learning from a guy that, you know, he says he appreciates and, you know, met up with after the game and probably modeled some of his game after. I hope Jackson Dart learns. You're too valuable to the franchise to be taking these hits. You can run the ball, but don't go for it all. Sometimes you got to get down. Now, when there's pay dirt there, go ahead, kid. he's got great vision. He's able to run the ball into the end zone. But some of these other hits, it's a 22-year-old kid. And let's start there. He's a 22-year-old kid. Brian Daboll, Mike Kafka, who is now the interim head coach. You have to protect the kid from himself some. 888, you know the number to dial. I mean, we saw this from the preseason. I remember joking in the preseason that he's not going to slide until he's the starter. And I was wrong. He has the ability to slide, but he's also a gamer and a fighter. And, you know, I do feel like if he stays in that game, the Giants find a way to kill the clock, win, do what they got to do, score instead of, kicking a field goal. And that's the thing about Daboll. Like, this is a guy that when we talked about him when he first came in against Tennessee, going for two, day balls, right? How this coach goes for it. He was coach of the year. He came in and inherited Dave Gettleman's group, and look what he did with them. And look where we are now with Joe Shane's group. Yeah, I think I should really take aim at Joe Shane first. I think that it is a wrong decision to split the baby, but I understand the timing of it being, you know, week 10. Like, I get it. Heads have to roll. Brian Daboll had to go. You're not going to fire the GM. But I came into this morning saying, hey, the Miami Dolphins fired their GM, not the head coach. Chris Greer was shown the door, not Mike McDaniel. And then look at how the team rallied behind him in their building to go beat a division rival, one of the top teams in the NFL, Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills. It's the NFL. Any given Sunday, that can happen. You've seen it year after year where teams get motivated by things like that. But the mistake that is made here is Brian Daboll is respected. And you could tell, right? You don't have to be a Giants fan to talk about Brian Daboll. You don't have to be a Giants content creator, podcaster, or radio host that follows the team. Everybody that watches the NFL spoke about this today. Every radio host in America that speaks about the NFL, this is what, as soon as the news broke, they talked about. Brian Daboll is respected as an X's and O's guy. He's not a bad coach. He's not a good head coach. His record is terrible. And that's going to go on his tombstone. But you just got rid of the best coach in your building. It's very Jet-like. And maybe the Giants said, hey, we got the same amount of wins as the Jets. Over the last 5 years, the Jets are a half game better than us with the tie. And last time we faced the Jets head-to-head, they beat us. And look at the Jets off of the trade deadline and the two wins they have. The Jets fans are alive, and good for you Jets fans sticking it out with the team. We'll get to them at some point later in the night. Like Aaron Glenn, Darren Muji, they're not going anywhere. They've only just begun. But we've only just begun with this revolving door, repeating the same mistakes with the Giants. Joe Shane has been caught in 4K over and over and over again being a dumbass GM. Remember I talked about how Joe Shane has a GM book for dummies that only he follows? The Saquon Barkley saga that has now been documented in Saquon's Amazon Prime show documentary he put together. Also Hard Knocks. Like, do we have to go back and watch Hard Knocks? Then you've got guys like John Feliciano going out there on his podcast talking about Shane. Like, there are so many mistakes that Joe Shane has made with personnel that are fireable offenses. Put Saquon Barkley at the top and John Mara saying, I'm going to have a tough time sleeping if he goes. Like, that, you fired that guy that year. As I'm watching the Eagles, who are now 7-2, who continue to make trades. They add Jalen Phillips right away. He's an impact player. Jair Alexander, former Packer. You know, all they do, shout out to Howie Roseman, right? As I say, Jackson Dart should be watching this game looking at Jalen Hurts. Joe Shane should be watching this game looking at Howie Roseman and how he built this team and how all they do is make trades, how they figure out the numbers, they pay their players, they take care of their, like, they figure it out. Brian Daboll got fired with a lot of the misses of Joe Shane. 888-808-1019. When you look at a GM and what they're supposed to do, and I knew Brian Daboll was done, right? He was gone. He was done. They have losses this year that are historic. You can't have games where you're plus 92, 95, 99% to win them and blow them in the NFL. Look at this. This is a three-point game. They just said that the Packers have three games that were three-point losses. They're a fraud. And honestly, if the Giants were in a better spot this week.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You don't know. They could compete with them. I remember watching Tommy DeVito beat Jordan Love and the Packers coming to MetLife Stadium. And they couldn't do anything there. The Packers are fraudulent. They've lost to the Panthers and the Browns. The Giants could beat them, but I don't see them beating them this week with Russell Wilson and Mike Kafka. So you made this decision because the fans need their pound of flesh. You made this decision because it was time. Somebody had to go. Somebody had to get fired. But my biggest thing tonight that doesn't sit well with me, it's nasty work, man. I feel like Mara and Tish got together, and they said, okay, now's the time. But when that statement came out that Joe Shane is going to remain to pick the next coach, help in the search for the next coach, for what? And I'll leave you with this before we break. That's today. That's right now. There's no real way for Joe Shane to show us the rest of the way whether he deserves to be here. That happens on the field. Like, I think Mike Kafka could win a couple games here, not any of these next three, really. But Joe Shane is safe, and I feel like it's just dirty. It's just wrong. He came in with Brian Daboll. He was right next to him through all of this whole process. The kicking issues they've had. Nobody in the secondary issues they've had. No depth. Missing on guys like Jalin Hyatt, Evan Neal, and this video that is circulating now where he made it apparent that Jackson Dart was not his guy, not his pick. And that they were rolling the dice. And Brian Daboll didn't flinch. That's the guy. That's the guy I want. With so much conviction that he would take him at three. Jackson Dart is everybody's favorite player now. Jackson Dart is the savior. He's the franchise quarterback. He's the one shining thing of this year that you still have. And Brian Daboll is the one working with him. So you better hope that this kid isn't affected losing Brian Daboll the rest of the way. You better hope that this kid isn't the next Daniel Jones. Because they're repeating the same mistakes. No? Yes? No? Yes, there's some similar things. Firing the head coach, not firing the GM. Drafting a quarterback, seeing some good things with this quarterback, and now you got to go on a head coaching search. And of course, any head coach would want to play or want to coach with Jackson Dart and Malik Nabers and Cam Scataboo and Brian Burns and a top pick coming in next year's draft. But after all of us have seen this much video on Joe Shane, if he's actually the guy to search for the next head coach, it's got to be a guy that he gets along with, that he's got a connection with, that wants to work with him. He's got 1 year left on his contract. I don't know. It's just, to me, I would say this is just for right now. Because somebody could come along, and we're going to talk tonight about it. Like, I don't think they can go with a coordinator or a first-time head coach. They got to hire somebody with experience here. And what experienced head coach is going to come in and say, yeah, I'm going to let Joe Shane pick the groceries. Because the dinner is going to be completely garbage, trash, no matter who the chef is, if this guy continues to pick the groceries. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan for 2 hours. There's only one thing to talk about. Giants fans, this is the Fan, the home of the New York Giants. You've heard it all day. If you haven't called in, call up and talk to me. Like I said, there are buckets of things to go through as far as personnel and Joe Shane and the next head coach and Jackson Dart and the play calling and Brian Daboll and all these other things that you know fall into this. But call me up and we'll talk through it in the next 2 hours. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. SimpliSafe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.